Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
I have a quote for you, folks. The quote is, "Show me the man and I'll show you the crime." Now that was said by Lavrentiy Beria, who was Stalin's secret police chief. But with the way the FBI is going around doing things now, it seems like the KGB could be their new name. Because they're looking at it in the same way that Mr. Beria, who was Stalin's secret police chief, thought about it. Show me the man, and I'll show you the crime. Never in American history has an American president been subjected to so many things that were absolutely wrong. And yet the left keeps saying, oh, we were doing our job. We were doing everything that was right. But they're all claiming in the media and everywhere else that they were going after classified documents that were at Mar-a-Lago. Now, if they had in mind what they were going after, why were they in there for 6 to 9 hours? Why did they go through Melania Trump's clothes closet? Kind of sounds like a bunch of perverts to me. Wonder if they were in there sniffing panties and things like that. I have no idea. But it seems like that's what they were, you know, I mean, spending 9 hours inside of Trump's residence when he wasn't there. And they wouldn't allow Trump's lawyer, who was on site, to come in and watch this whole thing. They kept her out. Made her stay out in the heat. Wouldn't let her come into the house, which was her right to do as his lawyer. So many things that they did here were totally wrong. And I'm going to get into a lot of that tonight. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the show.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans. Have no
show me where it said the protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he can...
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Today on Newsmax, I was watching, they have a thing on Fridays called the Meme Team, where a lot of artists are coming out with memes on what is going on. And one of them got a picture of a can of Raid, and it says, they changed it so it says illegal Raid, and a little arrow that goes down from Raid. It's two elephants and it's Republican opponents, performs Democratic weaponized raids on Republicans. That was a cute one. Another one, which I thought was actually kind of hilarious, showed a picture of the Department of Justice Federal Bureau of Investigation symbol, and below it was the new one, showed two panties, one black, one red, and it says, Pantifa, Raid and Sniff. I thought that was just hilarious. Another one came up with a flag, took the American flag and took the stars out of the blue and put in BR, Banana Republic. And all of these things are things that have been pretty much talked about over the past couple of days because of the raid on Mar-a-Lago when Trump wasn't even there, when his lawyers were, but they were not allowed in. The agents took 6 to 9 hours to go through and do everything, including going through Melania Trump's wardrobe. It sounds kind of fishy to me. Another one of the memes shows Bart Simpson walking around with a white cane and black and dark glasses, and it says, "When the FBI when Democrats are involved." That was a cute one. And another one went to the biblical side of it and showed the people marked their homes in hope the FBI would pass over them, and it shows an ancient guy putting a blue thing on the top of the door with a D on it instead of, like they did in the Bible to get rid of things. But the best one was the one that I started out with the quote from Lavrentiy Beria, Stalin's secret police chief, where he said, "Show me the man and I'll show you the crime." That's exactly what they're doing here, folks. They're looking at the man. He doesn't follow their orders. He doesn't follow their way of doing things, so they have to get rid of him. And they have to get rid of him on presumptions from whistleblowers who have been perennially wrong. If you look back at Trump, we've had the P-gate, we've had the impeachment number one, we've had impeachment number two, we had the Russian collusion hoax. All of these were started by whistleblowers or informants or people who are giving out information. The information almost always is wrong. But guess how they got this information from Mar-a-Lago? A whistleblower. This whole thing has got to, Americans are mad. And because of what is going on with this whole thing, they pretty much assured that if Trump runs, which I'm sure he probably will now, he's going to win. And the Democrats are going to lose all over the place. But I was listening to Eric Bolling's balance on Newsmax yesterday. And he actually had a few good things to say. And I've got them recorded here, so here they are.
Today?
First on his quote. Why was the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, rummaging through Melania's clothing and personal items? What was he looking for? Has anyone looked under his chief suit to see what he's wearing today?
First, I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly.
Not at all. Oh, I'm sure you don't take it lightly, and neither to the American people, Merrick. And in today's riveting statement, Garland did a very blasé poor job of defending the KGB. I mean the FBI.
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants.
Well, most of them probably, but we're not worried about them. We're worried about you. You're the boss. Oh, please, you know, for the first time in maybe ever a while, I'm actually really excited about the future of America. The Dems and their little banana republic shenanigans have officially sealed the deal. That was the final nail in the blue coffin. This raid wasn't just a raid on former American president, a former American president. This was a raid on all things Republican, on all things MAGA, on all things American. It was a raid on everything this country stands for. And this raid exposed the left like nothing before. 2 years ago, this party, the Dems, and their mainstream media comrades and big tech cohorts actively, consciously hid a story that could seriously hurt their presidential candidate. They had the story that could have swayed the election the other way. And what would have guaranteed the beauty and bliss? That would be 4 more years of Donald Trump and of MAGA. But now, I'm pretty certain we will see that again. Mm-hmm. Now I feel that the Dems have not only secured wins in the 2022 midterms and the 2024 Trump run, probably a win, but also a win for Red and MAGA in 24. So for that, Merrick Garland, we thank you. Because, yes, Donald Trump can, and he will run, and he'll take that proverbial trip down the escalator. Maybe it'll be stairs at Mar-a-Lago instead, and bring us back from the abyss. And while the left has been busy eradicating our entire democracy, shredding our Constitution, and celebrating that fact to boot, they've also been doing victory laps about passing another massive spending bill, by the way, with a ton of taxation involved. They've been doing victory laps about creating and arming 87,000 more federal agents to come after Americans. And wait until you see the job listing for the left's new army. Yeah, I said army, IRS, army, and you can only see it here. And why? Because they've already deleted it from their website. But why? Well, it could have something to do with this little thing in the now deleted job listing on the IRS website. They write, by the way, you have to do this to get 87,000 people to apply, right? Well, they write, some of the major duties of this new IRS army include, one, carrying a firearm and being willing to use deadly force if necessary, and two, the execution of arrests and search warrants. Deadly force, folks. Deadly force. They mean business. Deadly business. The left's new 87,000 deep army will have its sights set squarely on you and me. The left's new army, 87,000 deep, will be armed and ready to use, quote, deadly force whenever necessary. Are you paying attention yet? Right now, the IRS, at the behest of Joe Biden, is actively seeking applicants who are willing to kill human beings over unpaid tax liability. And think about this. The IRS will become the largest armed federal law enforcement agency. The IRS. And they want to take our Second Amendment rights away? Are they nuts? While the left quietly arms federal agencies, they're working very hard to pry our ability to protect ourselves out of our hands, those guns, against those people, IRS agents, armed. Since the Obama presidency, federal agencies have quietly and steadily been arming themselves. By 2017, at least $158 million was being spent by non-military agencies buying guns and ammo, the IRS, the Small Business Administration, the Department of Health and Human Services. And right now, they're doing victory laps about giving the IRS $80 billion, $80 billion more dollars. They've sent billions to Ukraine that may or may not make it into the right hands, likely not. And they're putting $80 billion into taking more money from each and every one of you and me forcibly, all Americans, so they can fund their little green policy pipe dream, all while we're in the middle of the highest inflation in decades, four decades. Think about that. Think about what else that $80 billion could go towards. 87,000 agents armed. Think about what else, what that manpower could be used for. According to the U.S. Department of Education, as of December 2021, there are 97,000 public schools in the United States. To be exact, 97,568. Here's an idea. 87,000 federal agents, most of them armed, if not all of them, ready to use deadly force if necessary. Couldn't we use these agents to protect our children? Couldn't we use those agents and the $80 billion allocated to their new militia to protect our kids in school instead? But no, instead, they're busy creating an army against their own citizens. And they've also been very, very busy kowtowing to our biggest adversary, like a very good, obedient little Chinese communist soldier.
Yes, exactly. We think the IRS is there for us. But the IRS, since its founding, and the CIA, since their founding, have been going against political enemies of the Democrat Party. They've been doing this since the beginning, since 1931 or something like that, when they were first formed. And all you have to do is look at the journal, look at the history, the history of the CIA and the IRS, and see just who they have targeted. It hasn't been the big guy. It hasn't been people who are actually breaking laws. It's been people like you and me. They have gone against the American citizen almost from the beginning. And now they're going to have 87,000 new agents who are going to be all armed. And who, even though they removed the ad from their website, it was out there. Enough people thought, because they were looking for people who were willing to be armed and willing to use violence against people who did not pay their taxes or people who were behind on their taxes. This isn't going to hit the wealthiest 1%. This isn't going to hit the people who make over under $400,000 a year, as Biden has claimed every time he gets behind a microphone. This is going to hit all of us, low to mid income families are the ones who are going to suffer over this. Mark my words here, folks. We've got to start watching what's going on. We've got to start listening to what's going on. We've got to stop listening to the legacy media, the lamestream, lying liberal media. We've got to stop listening to them. CNN, MSNBC, CBS, NBC, ABC, and a lot lately, Fox. and start listening to ones who are actually out there giving us the news, like Newsmax, Breitbart, One America News. Western Journal. We've got to start listening and start researching what is going on, because what is going on behind the scenes in Washington, D.C. is not good for you and me. And anyone who was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th is liable to get a visit from these new agents. Anyone who voted for Trump is liable to get a visit from these agents. Anyone who has not supported Biden or Obama in their destroying of America are likely to get a visit from these new agents, who will be armed. And we have to start looking at this, folks, because they're trying to steal our freedoms. Why do you think that they're trying to get 87,000 new agents who will be armed while trying to take all our guns away? Do you see now what I've been talking about this over the past 13 years? How every time a Democrat goes into office, the very first thing they want to do is raise your taxes, then they want to take your guns away. When Biden goes out of the White House, and the Democrats lose the House and the Senate, all that will be reversed, hopefully. But once they take office again, it's going to be reinstituted. I don't care who the Democrat is that goes in. Their first agendas will be to disarm us, raise our taxes. And now that they've made a precedence on this, weaponize the DOJ. And that's what they're actively doing now, weaponizing the DOJ. And their whole big thing on this was that they were going after stuff that was classified information that was in Trump's hands. Well, Trump was president during the time he had these things. And it has come out now, the media, the legacy media, the lamestream lying liberal media will not tell you this. So you have to go somewhere else to find it. But Trump had declassified the documents that they took out of Mar-a-Lago. They're still saying that they are classified, but they're not. Trump had declassified them. He was president. He could do that. But from Newsmax, it said the White House documents that former President Donald Trump brought with him to Mar-a-Lago had been declassified. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Thursday that he had personally approved the search of Trump's Florida home, which was raided by FBI agents on Monday. 30 of them, folks. That was not a raid. That was an invasion. That was a battle. Multiple reports said the raid was related to the handling of presidential records, including classified documents after leaving office. Well, if they're going to do that kind of thing, why didn't they do that to Obama when they took classified documents out? Why didn't they do that to Obama and Michelle Obama when they took furniture out of the White House that was supposed to be there? That was property of the people. But they stole it and took it to Arkansas when they left the White House. But did you ever hear of the FBI, the FBI going after them for what they took? No. Hillary Clinton had something like 30,000 emails in her home server, some of which was classified, and she destroyed them before anybody could get a hold of them. Where is she now? Is she in prison? No, she's not. Did they ever go and raid her compound? No, they never did. So where is the double standard here? They keep talking about how there is no double standard. But I guarantee you folks, that is a double standard. They're not going after Hunter Biden. And there's all kinds of proof against him, and they've confirmed proof, but they're not going after him. He's on vacation with his dear old daddy now, instead of being in jail where he should be. Hillary Clinton is wandering around making comments here and there about how bad Trump was and how the United States needs to have her or Biden or somebody on the left in the White House, and how we shouldn't listen to what's been going on because it's not true. She should be in prison, but you know, she's out making all of this rot talk. And those two are not the only two, folks. They're all over the place. And every one of them that are still out, that should be in prison, are Democrats. Republicans have been thrown out of office for things as little as having an affair with a mail page. But Barney Frank had a brothel in his basement at one point in time. Nobody ever said anything to him. Nobody ever did anything to him. Ted Kennedy killed a woman in his car, left the scene of the accident while the woman struggled to survive in a little bubble of air in the car until that disappeared and she died. He went home and reported it the next day. He didn't have insurance. He didn't have a valid driver's license at the time. He was driving drunk and he left the scene of an accident. You and I had done that, we'd be in prison for the rest of our lives. He died in the Senate. Now do you see what I'm talking about when it comes to the double standard in our government? The Department of Justice has prosecuted cases involving mishandling of classified information, but no such case has been brought against the former president, the one government official who can declassify information at will. Rick Grenell, who is Trump's acting director of national intelligence, told NBC News that documents can be declassified if the president simply says they are. There is no approval process for the president of the United States to declassify intelligence, Grenell told NBC News. There is this phony idea that he must provide notification or for declassification, but that's just silly. Who is he supposed to notify? I think it's the height of swampism to think the president should seek bureaucrats' approval. Kash Patel, a Pentagon chief of staff during Trump's administration in May, said that documents previously recovered from Mar-a-Lago had been declassified by Trump, but their markings were not updated. Trump declassified whole sets of materials in anticipation of leaving the government that he thought the American public should have the right to read themselves, Patel told Breitbart News. The White House counsel failed to generate the paperwork to change the classification markings, but it doesn't mean the information wasn't declassified. I was there with President Trump when he said, we are declassifying this information. At the time, Patel did not specify what the earlier documents were, but added, it's information that Trump felt spoke to matters regarding everything from Russiagate to the Ukraine impeachment fiasco to major national security matters of great public importance. Anything the president felt the American people had the right to know is in there and more. We are declassifying this information. The 1978 Presidential Records Act requires presidents to turn over documents to the National Archives at the end of their administration, although the law does not specify enforcement. There are multiple federal laws regarding the handling of classified documents. As the facts stand now, Trump's defense would be, I declassified those documents. I am not therefore in possession of classified documents now. Charles Timpson, a senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation and a former federal prosecutor, told NBC News. Trump foes, however, reject the notion a president can declassify documents so easily. He can't just have a wand and say it's declassified. Richard Immerman, a historian and former assistant deputy director of national intelligence under former President Barack Obama, told NBC News, there has to be a formal process. That's the only way the system can work. I've seen thousands of declassified documents. They're all marked declassified with the date they were declassified. One source told NBC News that Trump, as president, wasn't concerned with formal protocol. We've told him there's a process and not following it could be a problem, but he didn't care because he thinks this stuff is dumb, the source said of declassifying documents. His attitude is that he is president. He is in charge of the country and therefore national security, so he decides. Pretty much that's right. We have come to the end of the first half hour, and we will be right back after these messages.
Conservative Nation Media is the one network where America always wins because we agree with Trump. Fake news is not where it's at.
Did you know podcast advertising is one of the most effective ways to advertise your product or service? Thousands of people could be hearing your ad here. To start boosting your business with podcast advertising, go now to conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com and send us a copy of the ad you want played, and we will do the rest. Thank you, and God bless. Yet not just one, not two, but three great shows. The one I want to talk about today is Black by Color Only with Southwest Vincent Brown, based out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is Conservative Nation Media's second show of the week on Saturdays. Right now, Black by Color Only is on hiatus until September as Vince needed some time off to spend with his family. And of course, family is important, no matter what the Democrats have to say about it. So starting again in September, Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown will be airing on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We can't wait for Black by Color Only to restart on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
No, I didn't have time to update that ad, but Black by Color Only restarted last weekend. So it was on last weekend, and it should be here tomorrow. So stay tuned for that one. Bad news for A.G. Garland after admitting he approved the Mar-a-Lago raid. After admitting to signing off on the FBI's raid of former President Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, Attorney General Merrick Garland now faces a long list of questions. Garland confirmed in a news conference Thursday that he personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in the case. The department does not take such a decision lightly, and you heard some of this in that update or that monologue that I played at the beginning of the show. He said, where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. They didn't do that. Garland also made sure to note the warrant was authorized by a federal court upon requiring finding probable cause. Well, that doesn't mean they found the probable cause, because they're still hemming and hawing and trying to figure out what the heck they're trying to find. But in Washington, D.C., as liberal as that city is, it's easy to find somebody who will do exactly what they want. And, of course, they did. Okay. Even so, the FBI reportedly searched the home for over 9 hours and went through areas including former First Lady Melania Trump's wardrobe. Is it possible they might have had a reason to do this? But from the outside, it certainly doesn't look like the narrow scope Garland said was common. Should Garland be investigated? I think so, yes. In addition, sources close to Trump told the Post that even Evan Corcoran and other lawyers for the former president had been cooperating fully with the federal authorities on the return of the documents to the National Archives and Records Administration, which they had. They'd been talking with him. They had actually gotten information from him, and he was cooperating. So why did they do this? The best thing to look at here is the fact that he's a Republican. They are not. And war has been declared on the Republicans. Anybody who voted for Trump is now likely considered an enemy of the state. And that includes probably everybody who listens to this show and me. But if recounting the events is true, it would be hard to believe the FBI needed to conduct an unannounced raid just to retrieve the documents. Garland said the federal government filed a motion to unseal the search warrant, which he had said was due in part to the substantial public interest in this matter. Well, the last thing I heard, which was after this article that I am reading now, it has been released. But the problem here lies in the fact that the warrant has been released. The warrant won't tell us anything. He certainly hoped the public release of this warrant will be sufficient to convince Americans the FBI raid was necessary. If it is not, Garland may face some serious problems. According to Fox News, lawmakers have already expressed doubts about the necessity of the raid. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky said the investigation into Garland may be necessary. Without question, I think the order to allow the raid on Mar-a-Lago on Trump's house has to be revealed, Paul said. It's going to have to wait until November till there's a full investigation. And I've never been a fan of overusing impeachment, but I think there has to be an investigation. And if it warrants it, there's going to have to be a look at whether or not the Attorney General has misused his office for political purposes and everything that's coming out now seems to point in that direction. Have they gone after a political opponent? I mean, this is beyond the pale. While Paul stopped short of saying Garland should definitely be impeached, he really reiterated the importance of an investigation should Republicans regain the majority in the Senate. No one would have ever imagined before that we would be using, or one political party would be using, the FBI to attack their political opponents, Paul said. Now this is easily something that's going to require an investigation. And I wouldn't be surprised if the investigation leads to abuse of power, that this could even lead to an impeachment of the Attorney General. Now, unlike many on the left, conservatives in the United States believe everyone is innocent until proven guilty. Without the search warrant and many major details, it would be premature to say Garland abused his power beyond the shadow of a doubt. With that said, there are more than a few red flags about the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. At the very least, the warrant needs to be released to the public, and if doubts will still remain, Congress must investigate Garland. Now, this next article that I had here goes back to the search of Mar-a-Lago, where it says the FBI agents retrieved 11 sets of classified documents in the search of Trump's home. Trump says that they've been declassified. And according to the way the government works here, folks, that's all he has to do is say that they've been declassified or talk about it beforehand, which apparently he did. But to the left, it really doesn't matter. They don't care. They don't follow the truth because the truth most of the time doesn't follow them. So they don't care what the truth is. They don't care what actually happened. They don't care what actually was going on. They only care about what they want to do. And right now, they're doing all kinds of things from the Mar-a-Lago pony show that they had going on to the 87,000 new IRS soldiers that they're going to have who will be armed, even though the ad that said that requirements are that you'd have to be armed so that you could use violence in case it's needed. Those have been taken down, but they were there. Newsmax caught a glimpse of it, caught a picture of it being up there. So deleting it doesn't really matter. It's been seen. Why do you think you got so many people trying to become a new IRS agent? Because they'll be armed. They can get violent if they want to, and nothing will come against them. Well, if they go after this job, get it, and they do resort to violence against somebody, if it's not a Democrat, if it's not a Republican, and they're not a Democrat, then yeah, they'll get probably lambasted, thrown in prison. But it says on his social media site, Truth Social, late Thursday, former President Donald Trump said he won't oppose a federal court in Florida unsealing the search warrant, which has already been done, that authorized federal agents to search his Mar-a-Lago residence. I will not oppose the release of the document, Trump said in a statement late Thursday. I'm going to step further by encouraging the immediate release of those documents. Of course, Merrick Garland wasn't set to do that. But the former president said it should be done. which actually showed you folks that he's the one who's in the right. He was telling them, go ahead, release the documents. I don't care. Show what's actually in them. Merrick Garland released the summons, or the thing that started the whole thing. But the part of this whole thing that actually had the information the public needs to know has not been released yet. Why hasn't it been released? Because it wouldn't help the Democrats. It wouldn't help Merrick Garland. It would help Trump. And right now, what's going on is Trump is now more popular than ever before. Even people who were on the fence about him have now started to look at it and say, maybe he is who we need. Sorry, I had to take a drink there. It goes on and says, meanwhile, details of the document begin to be uncovered. There is so much going on that should be in full view of everyone who has had any concerns about this. The Wall Street Journal reported that agents collected 4 sets of top secret documents, 3 sets of secret documents, and 3 sets of confidential documents. The list didn't provide any more details about the substance of the documents. Doesn't that sound familiar, folks? The steal dossier that started this whole thing against Trump, which turned out to be false. This kind of sounds like that. Remember Adam Shifty Schiff always saying, oh, we've got evidence, and we will let you know what that evidence is as soon as we can. He was essentially saying, we've got evidence, but we'll let you know what it is when we find out what it is. Well, that's essentially what this is. Same damn thing. They say they've got evidence. They say that they've got three sets of secret documents, 3 sets of confidential documents, 4 sets of top secret documents. But did they tell what it was? No, because they don't know. The Washington Post reported Thursday that classified documents relating to nuclear weapons were among the items sought by the FBI agents in search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence Monday, citing anonymous sources. Trump responded on Truth Social, calling the report a hoax. Now, we look back on the impeachment of Trump, the P-gate, the Steele dossier, the Russian collusion. Does all of that sound familiar for them? It's exactly what was going on then. They're just trying the same thing all over again. They're letting Trump call everything a hoax, and they're citing an anonymous source. Anonymous sources should not be allowed, folks, because if they were true, then why do you have to be anonymous? The Palm Beach Post, part of the USA Today network, which is laying completely to the left, filed court papers to ensure the entire search warrant that allowed FBI agents to search former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, not just parts of it, are available to the public. Well, it still hasn't happened. The DOJ has released the warrant. People can go and check out the warrant, see what it says. The trouble is, the warrant doesn't say too much of anything. It just says what it's allowing. It doesn't say what they're going after. It doesn't say what they're doing. It doesn't say anything except that it was allowed. The Department of Justice, when I wrote this, when this article came out, was due to update the Southern District of Florida by 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which has happened, as to whether former President Donald Trump opposes the government's motion to unseal. He said over last night, early in the morning, that he wasn't going to oppose it. So they were lagging for no reason at all here. So he was not going to oppose anything. He said, we need to release it now. But did they know? And they still haven't released everything. And then there was another one that I was looking at. And the headline on it was, we finally know something the unhinged FBI went looking for at Mar-a-Lago. And this is on the report. It says, in a brief statement at the Department of Justice on Thursday afternoon, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced he had personally signed off on the FBI's request to seek a warrant to search Mar-a-Lago, former President Donald Trump's Palm Beach, Florida estate. He also revealed the DOJ had filed a court motion to unseal the search record warrant that had authorized the raid, along with a list of items agents had removed from the residence. Now, like I said before, the warrant has been released. The list of items, not so much. They haven't done that yet. In a statement posted late Thursday night on Truth Social, his social media site, Trump said he would not oppose the DOJ's motion, according to multiple media reports. In fact, according to the Wall Street Journal, Trump encouraged the warrant's immediate release. He said his attorneys had been cooperating fully and noted the government could have had any whatever they wanted if we had it. USA Today reported Trump referred to Monday's unprecedented action as an un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary raid and break-in of my home. He closed with a demand to release the documents now. And Trump's attorney actually spoke out on what she saw during the Mar-a-Lago raid, saying that the government seems to be out of control, which they were. She should have been able to be in there with them, but she was not allowed in. The sources spoke on the condition of anonymity and did not provide any details about the information the FBI was seeking, if the relevant material had been recovered, or which nation's nuclear weapons the documents allegedly concerned, the report said. Donald Loughman, the former chief of justice of the department's counterintelligence section, told the Post, quote, if this allegation is true, it would suggest that material residing unlawfully at Mar-a-Lago may have been classified at the highest classification level. If the FBI and the Department of Justice believe there were top secret materials still at Mar-a-Lago, that would lend itself to greater hair-on-fire motivation to recover the material as quickly as possible. Now, that being said, I have a few questions about what happened here. If this was so gall-darn important to national security, why did the FBI, I keep wanting to call them the KGB, but why did the FBI get the warrant on Friday or Saturday morning and wait until Monday to do it? That doesn't make sense. If it was of such importance that they had to do this, why did they wait a couple of days to enforce it? Why were they told they had 12 days to do it in? That doesn't sound like it was all that important. That sounds like a witch hunt to me, folks. But it goes on to say that the former chief of Justice Department's counterintelligence section told the Post, if this allegation is true, it would suggest that material residing unlawfully at Mar-a-Lago may have been classified at the highest classification level. If the FBI and the Department of Justice believed there were top secret materials still at Mar-a-Lago, that in itself would lend itself to greater hair on fire motivation to recover the material as quickly as possible. Color me skeptical. We've been down this road before with the DOJ and the FBI. These are the same folks who brought us the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. This raid occurred even though Trump's lawyers had been fully cooperating with attorneys for the National Archives and Records Administration on the return of the documents. And we have to stop and look at this one here, too. Obama took a bunch of secret documents when he left the White House. Did they go after him? Did they raid his compound? No, they didn't. Nothing was ever heard about it because eventually they got him back, which they were actually getting their stuff back in the first place with Trump. But I guess they weren't getting it fast enough or something. That's where the whole thing is right now. They were not getting it fast enough, and he's a Republican. So it had to be done right now, or else we're going to raid your property. This is stupid, folks. And the American people are too smart to fall for this snow job that the FBI, Merrick Garland, the president, CIA, and all the others are trying to hand us. This is ridiculous. Fox News' Elizabeth McDonald spoke to former Assistant U.S. Attorney Andrew McCarthy on Thursday evening before the Washington Post report was even published. In the segment, McDonald noted the Trump's team cooperation and asked, so why do a raid with a battalion of 30 agents with machine guns over a record violation? McCarthy replied, because it's not over a record violation. McCarthy said that despite Garland's remarks earlier in the day, he believes the FBI is trying to uncover documents related to January 6th investigation against Trump. And that is where I'm thinking that this is happening too. But here's the other thing. Look what's coming up in November. We're in the election season now. If you look back on the past elections since 2000, every year the Democrats come out with something before the election so that they can try and make people not vote for their opponent. And most of the time it starts out with a whistleblower or an informant that doesn't know what the hell they're talking about, but they use the information anyway. I will get back with that in a few minutes. We will be right back.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
For the past few months, we have not heard from our good friend and mentor, our very own Uncle Bing Fisher, but he has been around, though very busy, starting businesses and trying to get things going where he is. So his show has been put on hiatus for now, but in the coming month or so, we are looking to see him return to CNM as he is about to retire and will give him more time to let us know all the things that he has a good ear for hearing. Bing's mellow voice and his expertise in engineering, along with his love of America, keeps us all informed as to what we should be doing and why the things are happening here in America as they are. The only side that seems to have consequences anymore are the right. The left can do anything they want, then blame it on the right, and always laying the blame where it shouldn't be, and they always get away with it. This has to stop. Listen to our very own Uncle Bing Fisher when American by Design returns soon on Sundays, where America always wins. If you have a show that you are looking to get on the air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, the day you want to be on, and the time you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. The days we have available for new shows is Monday through Thursday, where we have no shows, and we can accommodate one show more on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Give us a call and see if we can get your show on the air on CNM. And see what happens then, where America always wins.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
Back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico and CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, we are back. One of the ads that I wanted to get for the show today, I forgot to add. And I'm trying to do that right now as I'm adding it to the bottom of my list. It should have been played for the section that just ended, but now that I am in the process here of doing what I need to do, okay, I have got it in here. There we go. Okay, I got it into the section that I need it to be in, and hopefully this will work out the way that I need it to. I just had to reload my, I had to reopen up the chat room. The chat room is open. We have nobody in there right now, but we will continue with the article that I was reading from Newsmax. It says, if the FBI finds evidence of another crime while combing through the documents retrieved from Trump's home, it can be used against him. Assuming the courts hold the search to have been legitimate in the first place. The politicization of the DOJ and the FBI began in the Obama administration and has continued to this day. It picked up pace once candidate Donald Trump appeared on the scene in June 2015 and has reached a point where many Americans no longer trust these once highly revered institutions. Shortly after news of the raid broke on Monday night, an appearance on Fox News incensed Dan Bongino called the move third world bullshit, which is exactly what it is. And that's hard to argue, folks. It is hard to argue. And then the thing that I was talking about earlier, where support for Trump has essentially gone up since the raid. This one from Breitbart came out, and John Nolte said Republican support for Trump hits record high after fascist FBI raid. After the fascist FBI raided Donald Trump's private residence, Republican support for the former president hit a record high. Far-left Political reports that a record high of 58% of Republican voters now say they would vote for Trump in the 2024 presidential primary. Additionally, a record high 71% now say they want Trump to run in 2024. Support for Governor Ron DeSantis has dropped 5 points since July from 21% to just 16%. When it comes to all voters, only 49% believe the warrant was issued because evidence existed of a crime. That's a pretty pathetic number. A huge lack of trust in a major institution for a move as serious as raiding a former president's private residence. Additionally, 39% believe correctly that the raid was committed out of a partisan political motivation, while 13% had no opinion at all. The partisan breakdown is about what you'd expect. 81% of Democrats believe the raid was legit, compared to just 48% of independents and 16% of Republicans. On the flip side, 11% of Democrats believe the raid was politically motivated, compared to 37% of independents and 69% of Republicans. Now, the FBI is claiming it executed the raid looking for nuclear secrets or something. So after 6 years of the FBI and the media and the Democrats and the Department of Justice serial lying about Trump, now we're supposed to believe he stole nuclear secrets? To what end? Just last week, we were told that Trump tried to grab the steering wheel of the presidential limo and then assaulted a Secret Service agent who tried to stop him. And we know how that one turned out. The limo he was in was like 50 feet long, and he was like 16 feet from the driver. And his arms are definitely not 16 feet long. We had 50 top-ranked intel people tell us Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation when they knew it wasn't. They told us that Trump colluded with Russia to steal the 2016 election, that he suggested people inject bleach that he called Nazis, very fine people, and that he overfed some koi fish during the trip to Japan. They told us Russia was paying bounties on American soldiers in Afghanistan, that Trump called American troops losers, and that he hired Russian hookers to pee on a bed and tried to blackmail Ukraine for dirt on Joe Biden. But yeah, he stole nuclear secrets. And yeah, the feds waited 18 months to retrieve them. This poll wants us to believe that 58% of the public believe Trump broke the law while president, including 24% of Republicans. It's all rigged. It's all corrupt. It all needs to be dismantled and destroyed. Folks, none of this makes sense. None of this makes sense. And we have to start looking at it, because if we don't, this whole thing's going to balloon into something that it really doesn't need to balloon into. And that's what the Democrats want. From Western Journal comes this one. Trump attorney speaks out on what she saw during the Mar-a-Lago raid. The government seems to be out of control. And it's something I alluded to on a previous article that I'd read. It says, as attorney for former President Donald Trump, an attorney for former President Donald Trump said FBI agents wanted to sneak in and snoop around during Monday's raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida. Lindsey Halligan, an attorney for Trump, was present during the search, which media accounts have said was related to the possibility that classified documents were at Mar-a-Lago, having been taken from Washington in the waning days of the Trump administration. Halligan said the raid was a symptom of something even worse than Trump being targeted. It's unprecedented in United States history. The government seems to be out of control. It's plagued with manipulation, corruption, greed, and fraud, she said Wednesday on Fox News's Hannity. The attorney said the FBI had taken over by the time she got there. I arrived at around 11 a.m., and there were about 30 to 40 FBI agents that I saw, she said. Ex-New York Police Department, they basically had unfettered access to the property. They refused to talk to me. They refused to let me in. All I knew is that they were searching areas 1, 2, and 3, which I understood to be the former president's bedroom, his office, and storage room. And other than that, we were not allowed to talk to them or go inside at all, Halligan said. This was against the law, folks. She was his lawyer. She should have been allowed in. The corollary of unfettered access is that there was no restraint on what was done inside the property. They looked at God knows what in there and did God knows what in there. We have no idea, she said. What the FBI did was an appalling display of abuse of power. And that's what most people now are saying. Of course, Merrick Garland isn't saying that, but he needs to save his own ass, so that's pretty much it. What the FBI did was an appalling display of an abuse of power, Halligan said. Was the FBI raid an abuse of power? Yeah, it was. If this had been Obama, or if this had been Clinton, this would not have happened, period. I guarantee you, it would not have happened. She said the former president had been complying with document requests. All documents requested were previously handed over. President Trump and his team painstakingly reviewed every single document at Mar-a-Lago and gave the government what they requested. If they needed any other documents, they could have just asked, the attorney said. Halligan noted one of the other clandestine aspects of the raid. The warrant was secured under seal. So they tried to get away with concealing this overreach by obtaining a warrant under seal. Nobody knew about it, she said. They knew that President Trump was in Bedminster and hasn't been at Mar-a-Lago for some time, Halligan said. They thought they could sneak in, snoop around without attorneys present, and in case they walked out with nothing, so nobody would know they overreached to this degree, she said. In speaking to CBS News, Halligan said the search was complete overkill. Absolutely, folks. This was complete overkill. And the sooner that the media stops lying about this, the sooner that the media starts telling the American people the truth about this, the sooner we can get this behind us. But they're not going to do that. They're not going to tell the truth about this. They're not going to let the people know the truth about this if they can possibly help it. And if the people find out the truth, it will be because of some other network. Newsmax, CNN, Breitbart, One American News. It will have to be one of them. And there's many others out there. But even Fox News has been going down the road to oblivion lately. Thankfully, they still have Hannity. But there are things that we have to start looking at here, folks, because if we don't, this country's done for. And we allow this to go much farther than it already has, folks, and shows like this one will disappear. If you're a Republican or you voted for Trump or you have a conservative bent in you, or you do a show like this one, why do you think they need the 87,000 new armed FBI agents? Why? The only reason is to push what they want, to push what they are going for, and that is the destruction of the Republican Party, the destruction of the conservative side of America, which is a good portion of us, folks, I guarantee you. And they ain't going to get away with that, because I'm not going to go as far as saying that we have God on our side. But we're the ones who turn to God more often than the other side does. The other side doesn't care about justice. The other side doesn't care about doing the right things. That's one of the things I found out during researching for this show. Trump was said to be a very determined SOB who would get what he wanted, but he followed the law. He stayed within the boundaries of the law. Giuliani said this, I think. And he didn't go on the dark side of the law. Democrats do this. Republicans do not. That right there is the main reason why. That is the main difference between Republicans and Democrats. Conservative Republicans do not break the law. Democrats do. Democrats will break the law to do whatever they can to get whatever they want, just so long as they get what they want. Republicans, if they cannot get what they want by following the law, they don't get what they want, period. And that is where, that's the big difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Things have to be different with what we are doing here, because if we don't, things are going to get bad, folks. I can guarantee you that things are going to get bad. Things that we thought could never happen have now happened. Things that we thought would not happen have happened. reading the Constitution, we would sit there and think, well, this can't happen, but it has. That whole thing about Trump having nuclear documents that was brought up earlier by, I think, Washington Post. Oh, goodness. I'm tired today. Former President Donald Trump says he is encouraging the immediate release of documents related to the FBI search of his Florida estate while rejecting reports that the agents had searched his home for documents related to nuclear weapons. And this has been pretty much debunked already, but the left continues to push it. They have gotten, you know, Merrick Garland said he was going to release the search warrant, which he did. But the search warrant is not what will give you the information that the public is seeking to get. And the judge who officially signed the warrant in the first place, Bruce Reinhardt, is a liberal from the word go. He donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to Obama, even donated to Trump's opponent, not Hillary, the Republican opponent, to try and keep Trump out of it in the first place. He has been a clear and powerful person who has been against Trump from the beginning. So this is something that we need to look at here. Every time that something goes against Trump, be it a warrant or sealed dossier or the Russian collusion hoax or the two attempts to get him out of office, every one of those came from liberals who were pissed off about something because they were not getting what they felt they had the right to have. It's just like this whole thing with the abortion issue. What kind of hell has this nation gone through since Roe versus Wade has been overturned? We've gone through a lot. We've had people breaking the law by staking themselves outside of justices' homes, which is illegal. It's a misdemeanor or a felony. They should have been put in prison, but they weren't. Police didn't do anything about them, which they should have done. Last summer, during all of the riots from Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they got away with burning federal buildings, which is a felony. They got away with closing down parts of the city, which is against the law. No one went to jail. People were killed, and no one went to jail. The only one that went to jail was Derek Chauvin, the police officer who held his knee on the back of George Floyd, who was a criminal, folks. This nation has forgotten the difference between criminals and law-abiding people. And the laws are forgetting them too. It is insane that things are going the way they are. And we're pushing in the direction the Democrats want us to. Why? I really have no idea. It's stupid for one thing. Absolutely stupid. for one thing. The idea that we have a Justice Department that doesn't care about justice drives me insane. It also kind of scares me, too. Because that means anybody who's talking out against the Justice Department or against Joe Biden or against the Democrats really have the possibility of the FBI coming after them. Because now the FBI has been weaponized. Once they get the 87,000 new will-be soldiers, because they'll be not withholding, you know, with, of course, the people start realizing here, folks, that the stuff that's going on in this country is actually driving this nation under the bus. We have been watching as Trump gets lambasted one way or another during his whole presidency, with impeachment trials that didn't work. But even though they didn't work, Pelosi said he was impeached. Then after Trump gave his State of the Union address, Pelosi tore it up, which is a federal crime. But she's still in her position of power. She's still in there talking bullshit like all the Democrats are. If she had been a Republican doing that, she would have lost her job. Plain and simple. Remember Foley? He had an affair with a male page. And where is he now? He's not in government. Democrats made sure of that. For having an affair with a male page, folks, that's a hell of a lot less dangerous than what the Democrats are doing to the United States now. But the Democrats are getting away with it. And the bad part about that is that the Democrats are not only getting away with it, but the American people are allowing it to happen. When we get back from our 30-minute break here that is coming up in just a few seconds here, I want to talk about the CDC and the things that they're actually in the process of doing today. And we will get to that in just a few moments. I have to take a break right now, but I'll be right back.
I will remain as long as you do to bring you the news of the day. We will be right back.
Like my computer has locked up on me. I'm not exactly sure. Okay, there it goes. We will be with our next ad here.
In these uncertain times, rising gas prices, inflation, and crime out of control, people look to the courts for balance and stability. Sadly, there is little of those things in our courts today. Kerry Morris brings to the New Mexico Supreme Court 40-plus years of experience, including being an assistant district attorney for the Bernalillo County District Attorney's Office and representing thousands of individuals in his private practice. Kerry understands the issues facing most people and the need for a Supreme Court that is equipped with the experience to address the issues presented in cases that come before it, with a balanced consideration of the rights and interests of the parties and all concerned, with a court that is willing to uphold the Constitution and prepared to look at all sides of an issue before rendering what may be a far-reaching decision that affects the lives of all who live in the state of New Mexico. Vote for Kerry J. Morris for New Mexico Supreme Court. He will bring the experience and balance to the court that this state needs. He cares about justice and will always put justice before politics. Paid for by the 2022 committee to elect Kerry J. Morris to the New Mexico Supreme Court with Clara Cates, treasurer. Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America. Okay, we are back. I just had a phone call, but it dropped just a few seconds ago, just before I was getting ready to answer it. If that was one of the guys that usually calls into Vince's show, if he calls back, I will answer the phone now. New York has now taken a step on something that just flies in the face of science and everything else, just like the Democrats have been doing since Obama. But New York has now scrapped the word inmate in state law over the word stigma. New York has amended several state laws to remove the word inmate and replace it with incarcerated person. That kind of sounds like a pregnant person or Leah Thomas being named Woman of the Year when he is nothing but a man. This whole idea of changing everything just because they feel that, oh my gosh, it's a word that can, it can really offend people. Well, so what? As long as you're alive, as long as you're a human, you're going to be offended by something. I know I'm offended by the Democrats and the things that they're doing. But does that change anything? No, it doesn't. But the changes signed into law Monday by Governor Kathy Hochul are intended to reduce the stigma of being in jail. Why the hell are they trying to reduce the stigma of being in jail? Are they trying to make it seem like, I'm in jail. That's a paradise resort, don't you know? I don't have to do anything, and
The state pays for everything, all of my meals and everything else. This is paradise. No, it's not. You're in jail, folks, for breaking the law. They're trying to get rid of the stigma. Prison reform advocates have said the term inmate has a dehumanizing effect. Well, what about what they did to get themselves in there in the first place? Answer me that one. Prisoners say it can feel degrading when jail cells refer to them as inmates. Well, that's exactly what they are, especially in front of their families during in-person visits. Well, their families know what they are. They're crying out loud. State Senator Gustavo Rivera, a Bronx Democrat who sponsored the bill, said language matters. This is another concrete step our state is taking to make our criminal justice system one that focuses on rehabilitation rather than relying solely on punishment. Well, you're in jail for punishment. They're crying out loud. All of this is getting so totally ridiculous that it just drives me freaking nuts. We have Leah Thomas. Now, I'll call him that because that is the name that keeps being repeated in the media. So I forget what his actual name is. But he's not a she, and even Newsmax calls him a her. He's not. He is a he. He was born a he, and that's all there is to it. The phone call just arrived again. See if my computer, there we are, you're on the air.
Okay, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well so far, I think.
All right. Well, I'm doing the same. Thanks for asking. what do you think punishment should be, though? What's punitive enough, and at what point do we think rehabilitation is an actual answer for dealing with the criminal justice system?
Well, punishment has always been like if you rob a bank, go to jail. The only problem that I see with jail is the fact that you get yourself in there with those inmates, and a lot of them will try and make you think that you're never going to be able to be rehabilitated or anything. And they don't do things to make people be rehabilitated, but jail is quite possibly the only thing that has ever worked, even though a lot of times it doesn't, but suddenly calling them something other than inmate is not going to help.
Yeah, I would argue that it doesn't work. And I would argue that people go to jail and become actually better criminals. Right, more diverse skill set. So then when they get back out, they become even more of a terror to the community that they were taken from in the beginning. So to me, more thorough rehabilitation process is the actual answer. You want to send people to jail. You want to get them to acquire skills. You want them to get better at coping with dealing with any problems, as opposed to always choosing violence to solve their issues. I think rehabilitation is a very important thing. And look, I'm a far left guy, so I'm calling into your show because I'm trying to figure out there has to be points where things intersect, where we say, okay, me and you are never going to agree on tax policy. We're never going to agree on spending. We're never going to agree on the military. But when it comes to this particular thing, is there an area we can get to?
Well, it's just like you said, the rehabilitation has to be a big part of that. And right at the moment, it isn't. But they need to, if you go to jail for something, then they should try to rehabilitate you and give you a new skill set, teach you things so that you can become a productive member of society. But the way that prison is now, they just let you sit in jail and they don't really rehabilitate.
We'll see. Right, that's my point. And also, I think we should repeal the 14th Amendment. I don't think companies should be able to make huge profits off of jail labor where they're paying people 6 cents an hour and making money off it. that incentivizes us to lock up more people in actuality. So I think we should repeal the 14th Amendment, and I think we need a rehabilitation component of what the criminal justice system is, man. That's the only way to me. Otherwise, we just keep doing this again for another 50 years.
Oh, and it's going to continue to get worse until we start doing that, too. And I agree with you that there has to be a rehabilitation part in this, and that's where prisons have really failed in our nation. But to, you know, the thing that we've been doing ever since, in the past 10 years or so, we've been changing what things are because what they are may offend somebody. Well, to me, if I was in prison and I was an inmate, my first thought would be, you know, if I'm being rehabilitated, then I can be rehabilitated and then be made so I'm not an inmate anymore. But suddenly calling them not inmates and just saying incarcerated person, that's not going to do anything. It's not going to help the rehabilitation or anything else. They need to start actually working to rehabilitate these people and to give them a new skill set so that they can have something to do when they come out of prison.
Right, but here's the issue. Now, if me and you were to say, okay, we're going to get together, this is the platform, we're going to push it out there, anybody worth their salt as far as a consulting company is going to tell the political opposition, okay, now you can tag your political enemy as soft on crime and wants to send prisoners to Camp Fed, where they will be pawned over and treated as if they're at a five-star resort. Like, you can see how that can be easily politicized. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the difficulty of it. So anybody who makes that gesture with the idea of, okay, rehab is very important here, we need to get these people on the right track in life, so then when they come out, they actually be, you know, they become an addition to society as opposed to a subtraction.
Yeah,
that's difficult to win on.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. That's, you know, that's where the prison system has completely failed the inmates in prison, because they, you know, if they do get rehabilitated, they don't rehabilitate them to do a job that will actually help them when they get out. I'm not exactly sure what they do because I've never been to prison, but they do not do what they should be doing.
Right, but I just told you how politically difficult it is to get things like that passed, to where you get vocational programs in there, you get training on different things. Like, in order to get that stuff in there, you're going to have a tough political fight, and you could end up kind of losing your political life before the job is done. And then the tough on crime person takes office, and immediately he kind of signs up for more of the same. So prisoners are being price gouged for the, you know, the phone cards, the family visits. Now, some places don't even allow physical visits. They do everything by the video phone. And look, man, there has to come a point to where we say, okay, profits in this sector are probably not a good idea for us.
Yeah, exactly. And I totally agree with you that they need to try to, and I hate using the word rehabilitate, but, you know, retrain in an area where, but it's going, yeah, like you said, it's going to be difficult because with the two parties, neither one of them are going to agree no matter what. And, you know, it's like I, when I started the show, one of the first things I mentioned was it used to be that the Republicans and the Democrats during the election season would fight amongst themselves. But when a winner was picked, they got together to help America. Now they don't do that anymore. So you can't get them to come together even on things that you would think, hey, they got to agree with this, and they just won't do it anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. Here's the thing. To me, this is just my opinion. I think politicians' actions are more driven by citizens' emotions than anything. So if they know they can get a win by behaving in a certain way or articulating a certain argument, then that's what they're going to do. So at a certain point, and look, this falls into the lap of the right. If you can always win by being so-called tough on crime and talking about either immigrants or the criminals or whatever, then you're going to keep doing that. So at a certain point, the people who vote for Republicans are going to have to hold them to a higher standard when it comes to this particular issue as far as prisons and the idea that should we really be incarcerating this many people? Like, is this really the way forward, or do we have to come up with some solutions? So that's one thing I'll throw on you guys' lap, man.
Yeah, well, and I totally agree. Solutions have to be made. And I'm getting to the point right now where I don't think they're going to be made because nobody wants to make them. You know, they'll always come up with some idea like, well, that'll cost too much money to do that or something, but they'll go and spend.
One less aircraft carrier, we can get all that settled. Well, look, man, your friends
or
you talk to us.
less IRS agents or something. They just spent like how many billions of dollars on that one. If they'd have just put that money in, one of the guys on Newsmax was talking about that, and he was saying that instead of having these IRS agents armed to go out and get the people who are not paying their taxes as quickly as they think, that maybe they should go out and help protect the kids.
Yeah, see, now, okay, I was going to get out, but you just raised the important point. Okay, so this new budget for IRS people or I guess personnel and everything else they're going to do with the IRS. So I know a lot of people were like, okay, why are they doing this? Okay, they're doing this because, and you're going to see a lot of countries follow suit. One thing we're going to need and other countries are going to need just through the competition of globalization, you are going to have to lock down a guaranteed tax base that you can collect from going forward, not only for keeping your currency stable, but also so other countries will invest in your country in the form of government bonds, T-bills, and everything else, because they'll see you as an asset that they know will pay off. So nobody wants to buy Venezuelan government bonds, right? You want to buy U.S. T-bills because you know those things are going to mature. They're going to pay off. There's no issue there. So I think that's what we're looking at with this IRS thing. Now, are they going to lock up a lot of poor people who got a PPP loan that they shouldn't have? Yes, that's going to happen too. But ultimately, this is because nations are going to kind of have to justify themselves to other nations because you need the investment. Everybody's going to need it. And you want to be seen as a safe haven for people to, you know, kind of float a little bit of currency or a little bit of investment, because nobody's signing up for the Cuban the Cuban government bond plan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And
so
that one is
tough, man. But yeah, a lot of people are going to go to jail. And if you look at audits in U.S. history, what you find is the majority of them exist in poor counties. Now, the wealthy who can afford, you know, a good tax attorney, they can afford a good accountant, they get away with what they get away with. We all know this. But, yeah, this is going to definitely be something that harms the poor a lot. So it's sad.
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch, that's for sure.
Indeed. Well, look, man, you tell your friends, you talk to a leftist, and we got along a little bit because we just stuck to the topics that were close enough that we could talk about, man. But we didn't catch on fire. Nobody wanted to harm anybody. It's just a conversation. That's all. You know what I'm saying? We're on different sides of the aisle, but that's okay.
And I'm glad you called. I really am. I hope I'm happy that you were listening, and God bless you too.
Oh, same to you, man. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Okay. That one actually was kind of interesting. I've had people on the left who have called me and actually come right out and just before they even started anything, with no conversation or anything, they just say, "I hate your guts." Well, why? You don't know me. I just hate your guts because of what you feel. Well, that can go both ways, but it doesn't. And that phone call I just got just goes to show that even if, even with you being on the opposite ends of the aisle, you can still talk. You can still discuss. And like he said, our hair didn't get caught on fire. Our, you know, nobody was killed. I'm glad he called. I am heading towards the end of the show, and I'm kind of out of things to talk about right at the moment. So I'm probably going to end the show a little bit earlier unless Duck Northwest Media in the chat room has something that they would like to have discussed. I have been working on trying to get more shows here on CNM. We have a third one coming up soon, hopefully, on Sundays. We have Bing Fisher, who is probably one of the oldest members of Conservative Nation Media. They left for a while and then they came back. And he's been real busy in the process of trying to retire and stuff like that. So he hasn't had his show in a couple months, but hopefully he'll be back. Tomorrow night will be Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. He came back last weekend after a month of vacation with his family. And he sounded good. If you want to go back into the archives and listen to Black by Color Only last Saturday, that was a great show. He will be back on tomorrow night. And we will... Thanks for the program. You're welcome. I just wish I had have gotten just a couple more things to talk about before I... got into this, the ending of, well, I found one other thing with the CDC. They quietly admitted defeat, rolls out radical change to COVID guidelines. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Thursday that it was loosening several requirements for coronavirus mitigation that has been in place since the inception of the pandemic. The announcement represents a major change in the way the government has been dealing with COVID-19 virus for more than 2 years, the New York Times reported. In its updated guidance, and I think I can click on that and get me to something else here where it tells how to protect yourself. The agency relaxed both its quarantine and social distancing policies. People exposed to the virus no longer are being advised to quarantine for 5 days if they have not tested positive and or are not showing any symptoms. Instead, the CDC advises those people wear high-quality masks for 10 days and get tested on the fifth day. As to testing, the agency said people without symptoms and without known exposure to no longer have to undergo that. The CDC also is dispensing with the social distancing requirement as a key to mitigate the spread of the virus. COVID-19 continues to circulate globally, however, with so many tools available to us for reducing COVID severity, there is significant less risk for severe illness, hospitalization, and death compared to earlier pandemic, said in the news release Thursday. According to the Times, 79% of Americans have had at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. I haven't, but I've had COVID. But only 32% have received an additional vaccine dose or booster. The current conditions of this pandemic are very different from those of the last 2 years, Greta Mazzetti said, who leads the field epidemiology and prevention branch at the CDC, said Thursday, according to CNN. High levels of population immunity due to vaccination and previous infection and many available tools to protect the general population and protect people at higher risk allow us to focus on protecting people from serious illness from COVID-19, Massetti added. The new recommendation means schools and businesses no longer need to screen obviously healthy people by testing them for the virus. The CDC website titled How to Protect Yourself and Others has had major revisions. The claim that staying 6 feet from others will help alleviate the spread of the virus has been deleted, for instance. The new language notes it might not even be possible to stay 6 feet from another person in your home. In those situations, use as many prevention strategies as you can, such as practicing hand hygiene. Well, this is something that goes back in with common sense. Keep your hands clean. Always wash, if you go to the bathroom, wash your hands. If you do something like cleaning dirt off the floor or something, wash your hands. Practicing good hygiene has always been something that's been a good idea. Consistently and correctly wearing high-quality masks, improving ventilation, and keeping your distance when possible from a person who is sick or has tested positive. One of the things that the problem with wearing a mask when it comes to COVID is that masks that you see out there, like cotton masks or handkerchiefs or stuff like that that people wear, don't work. They plain and simply do not work. The weave and the material is bigger than the virus is. And trying to stop the virus with a regular mask that you see everywhere is like trying to stop a windstorm with a chain link fence, essentially. But at least they're starting to head in the right direction, it seems. So that's a good thing. I actually made it to the top of the hour, which makes it so that I can say I did my two-hour show for tonight. Like I said, tomorrow we're going to have Black by Color only with Vincent Brown. He is back now, so tomorrow night at, I think it's 3 p.m. Mountain Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Black by Color only will air. And if our... If our own Uncle Bing Fisher is back, he should be showing up in the schedule in the next couple of weeks, at least, if he doesn't show up this weekend. But his show is on Sundays at 9 or 10 p.m. Eastern time, and his show is called American by Design. We are actively looking for new shows right now. Hopefully we will get some calls about that or some emails about that. But I'm glad that everybody showed up tonight. I'm glad I had that one phone call. It was a good one. Duck Northwest Media, I'm glad that you were here. God bless you all for showing up. And I will be back next week, starting on Monday. I've been doing my daily updates again. I finally got myself another camera, so I'm able to do my updates, and they're on Rumble, BitChute, UGEtube, and Brightian. And every once in a while, I'll drop one down onto Facebook, too, which kind of gets me in trouble. But that's always a lot of fun. But Monday through Thursday, I do my NWCR Removing the Liberal Blindfold. And then on next Friday, I will have my show again. So God bless you all. God bless you for listening, and I will talk to you this next week, and see you later. bless you all.